You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, September 22nd show. It is a great day to talk money, and that's what the show is all about. How to make money, save money, and build a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer you in any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, and we'll be here for the rest of the show with us, is Joseph Kidworth with K-Law Kidworth Group and Associates. And we're talking with Joseph today all about credit repair. Joseph, thank you. First time in studio with us.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and I love the weather as well.
I know. It's beautiful in Seattle. Some days, yeah. Some days, yes. Some days, not.
Cloudy and rainy. That's lovely. My understanding is you had a vacation a few days back.
I did. Just got back from Key West.
That's fantastic.
I know. Well, I'm rocking a little bit of sunshine.
Welcome back home, and thank you for having me on your radio station.
So you're
I'm here
welcome.
To answer every single question you got for me this evening. Is it evening? Oh, yeah. In Seattle, it's actually afternoon, but because it's cloudy, look, evening.
Yeah, exactly.
So, go ahead, you guys, and let's get this in the roll and let's make this happen.
Sounds good, Joseph. And before we do that, a little bit about Joseph. Joseph has been a renowned in the financial credit industry since the late 1990s. He is first noted as a young financial advisor for a large worldwide insurance company, but over time has become known as a fine expert on the finance credit industry by fans and critics alike. Throughout his years of understanding the finance credit industry allowed him to collaborate with large banks and mortgage companies nationwide to restore and bring credit education to the consumer. At the present time, and since 2007, Joseph Kidworth has helped consumers to understand federal laws and state laws in regards of legal credit auditing, as well as educating them on how to maintain a healthy financial lifestyle. Joseph is focused on providing legal credit auditing to the consumer against any credit agencies, creditors, collection agencies, and any company that do report on consumer credit reports, with emphasis on forensic consumer rights and protection. Joseph is knowledgeable in both federal and state laws to help rehab your credit rating.
I'm pretty excited, Joseph. I've heard a lot of credit repair people kind of, and you guys take it to a whole different level, which is pretty exciting. I didn't realize how in-depth and how many strategies you can have. Let's say I want to get my credit score up. Where do we start?
Let's begin with secured credit cards. For the most part, guys and girls that go to college, they might want to start credit. The best way to do it is just to get a secured credit card. For the most part, people tell them, hey, go ahead and apply for many, many credit cards and see who approves you. That's the wrong way.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good idea.
Horrible path. You want to crash and burn? That's how you do it. Yeah. So a second one option is to ask mom and dad to add you as an authorized user on the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
That will ensure that the credit history will be imported into your credit report. Then you start on the right foot.
Yeah.
With a solid credit from, obviously, from mom and dad that build the credit for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of credit bureaus do recognize authorized users, and you'll get to see all these reportings and scores going up on your credit report.
And talking about the authorized users, Joseph, because I didn't know this before we first had met, and you talked about there's actually a service that you can lease.
Correct.
Credit cards.
Yes.
For the purpose of being an authorized user. So
absolutely.
Talk a little bit about how that works.
In the United States, there are about 3% of people in the whole population of the United States, they do have perfect credit. And we're talking about 780 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So these folks maintain their credit for many, many years. And then, as a result, they decided to provide their credit history to the consumer for leasing mm-hmm. purposes so they can go ahead and get ahead of the game. So that's something that we do provide. We have many, many folks that are willing to lease their accounts, their revolving yeah. accounts, to the consumer in order to get them a head start.
Yeah, I love that. So it's really a shout out for people that need that to utilize that if they don't have a parent that's willing to add them to their account. And by the way, if you do have a parent, they don't have to give you the credit card. They just need to add you to the account. And the longer the history of that, the better that's going to increase your score. And ideally, you want to have at least 24 months history on that account, correct, Joseph?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so a call out for people that want to make a little bit extra money and they want to lease their amazing established credit history that they have, that might be an option as well.
And also, you got to make sure that they paid on time, right? Because if it's good or bad credit history, then you obtain that regardless. Is that right, Joseph?
That's true. And but for the most part, all these guys, you know, they have perfect credit. So yeah. Their credit is just...
Otherwise, they're not invited in, right?
No. And here's what I tell everybody. There are two numbers that you really have to guard with your life.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Your Social Security number and your credit score.
Yes.
So these guys, that's exactly what they do. That's why they have perfect credit. And they're willing to open their books for those who are willing to pay the fee to use their credit history.
Yeah, so let's talk perfect credit, because I've never seen somebody with a perfect credit score. Now, the perfect credit score is different from the three bureaus, right? They range from, or am I wrong?
They all range, all three of them.
Yeah. But then the highest being 840, right?
850.
Oh, 850. Yeah, I've never seen anyone barely over 800. So really, you can't get
one.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a whole other show on figuring that algorithm out.
Yeah. And I was referring to friends and family, that kind of thing, on their credit, right? If you have your brother who's got great credit, you know, just ask your brother, hey, if I get an authorized use, you pay that thing on time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mom and dad, are you paying that on time, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly. So, make sure that they pay on time. Otherwise, it's going to affect your credit as well.
And the other thing on that, too, is if you are doing a family side of it, you have to coach them, because keeping in mind for them, they have a lot of great established credit, I'm assuming. So if they have one credit card that reaches over a maximum ratio, ideally you want to keep your debt ratio or available credit limit versus what you're using at 30%, never go over 50%.
25%.
Right?
They
took it down now. So 25%.
They changed the rules in 2009.
Okay. So that's good to know. Thank you, Joseph. So if you do, are you using one from a parent, at coaching them to let them know, please do not, even though you use that credit card all month to put all your bills on and then you pay it off every month, please make sure not to go over that 25% of what's available to you, because mm-hmm. that's the only authorized account that this challenge credit borrower correct. Has. And if it goes over 25%, now they've just defeated that whole purpose. Correct, right. Joseph?
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
But to answer your question, yeah, authorized user or secure credit cards, that's the best way to start credit. From the beginning, or rebuilding credit. So two different things. Somebody that got, you know, hurt prior to, you know, the economy and then trying to recover, then do the same as a formula.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Joseph, we were chatting and you said, they have to have a credit card for a couple years or something of that nature if you're going to get an authorized user on a family's card, or they should have a history of, was it over a year, did you say?
Go ahead and elaborate a little more on that question, because that's a really broad question that I can take it so many different directions.
So let's say I get on mom and dad's credit card. They've only had that credit card for a year.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily help you. Is that correct? They need to have a history there, right? Is there a time frame?
They could have utilize anyone's accounts, mm-hmm. right, no matter the length. However, when it comes to approvals, as you guys do mortgages, an underwriter are looking for minimum
12 months,
yeah. 36 months in some cases. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So obviously, the longer the credit history, the better it is for those who want to establish or rebuild their credit by utilizing authorized user accounts.
Okay. So. Yeah. And then, Joseph, the investment that you're going to make for credit repair services, I know that there's a different range that you're looking at. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. Number one is, in order to determine the cost involved to get some of these cases fixed, mm-hmm. We need to do an analysis on their credit report. Not only an analysis on the credit report of the finances. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we just want to match them with the right, you know, with the right product.
Sure.
You know, we have a service, and we have different things that we can do for the consumer. But in order to determine whether or not something's going to work out for the consumer, we must do an analysis. Then we can determine, okay, here's the cost involved.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good thing about our firm is we worked with everybody. So from, you know, the little guy who's making minimum wage to the guy who's making $100 million a year.
Yeah.
So obviously the flexibility is out there. So as long as we can detect that the person is enthusiastic and they really want to change their ways, how they look at credit and finances and want to buy a house, then obviously we can make some adjustments on the cost involved.
Yeah, and so on. Let's talk about the difference between, because you have a credit repair company that has a small monthly fee that they're paying, and I don't want to say anything against those types of companies because it is a really a low cost investment.
Correct.
And that might be something that somebody needs to have a temporary fix. And then you have a company like yourself that you might pay more. Maybe an average for the total cost would be, I know it's hard to say because there's so many different things, but would you say at an average, maybe a grand?
An average.
Let's say at an average and a grand. So, but tell the difference in why that the higher investment that you're making is going to have such a bigger impact overall.
Correct. Number one, paying a small fees, whether it's $99 a month or $60 a month, through a companies out there who provide similar services, all they are doing for you is just targeting the credit bureaus. They just write generic letters and they do online disputings. That's something the consumer could do for free. So all you have to do is go to google.com and just pull some of those letters and do
it yourself. Are you frustrated in this challenging market of multiple offers? You're not alone, but having the right agent and the right strategy can stop the madness. Susan Ward with Windermere Real Estate East has assisted many individuals and families in the same position get into homes they love. Susan is a full-time realtor and has been practicing real estate for 6 years.
Hi, this is Susan Ward. I'm with Windermere Real Estate East, Yarrow Bay office. To learn more about my strategies to get you into your new home, or if you're selling, sell for top dollar, please call me at 425-999-7721. That's 425-999-7721, and I look forward to talking to you.
Does the Seattle area real estate market scare you as a buyer? Are you looking to sell your home but not sure how to maximize your home's potential? You need an industry veteran with years of experience at your side to guide you from start to finish and help you achieve your goals. Michael Pollack with Northwest Premier Brokers is the resource that many Seattle area buyers and sellers have utilized to make their real estate dreams happen in this unique and challenging market.
Hi, this is Michael Pollack. I welcome the opportunity to meet with you and learn about your real estate needs and discuss how Northwest Premier Brokers can assist you in accomplishing all of your goals. Visit me at SeattleAreaRealEstateTeam.com or call me direct at 206-399-1345 today.
You can shop for your clothes at TJ Maxx, or you can shop for your clothes at Nordstrom, and you know the quality that you're going to get at Nordstrom is going to be more than a TJ Maxx. Same thing with the credit repair is, you know, I mean, you're paying for a more quality, longer-term fix versus if you just want to do something temporarily to get through that home loan that you're trying to get. So it makes total sense.
Right.
You know, and you can cap out too, right? I used one of those companies back in the day, and my score got to like a certain level, and then I couldn't do anything else, right? You just kind of level out, and you plateau, and then you need to kind of step it up for that next level. That's you guys, right? That next level.
Yeah, of course. Because when you hit that plateau you just mentioned, and then you need the professionals, okay, what do I do next? I just hit the plateau, and then I've done everything that they told me to do. What do I need to do next? Then you come to us, and we just give you a complete scale of what you need to do right in order to get over that. So, and it's not complicated.
Like the 700s to the 780s to go from good credit to just perfect credit.
I mean, absolutely.
You guys deal a lot of that.
There are many, many different, no secrets. There are just many different hidden little things that you can find online, if you will. But then obviously we have the opportunity to pull a majority of those, and we like to share those with the consumers so they don't have to feel like, oh, wow, this is top secret and how much I have to pay for it. Not really. Yeah. Just come and ask.
Yeah. You know. And you do complimentary audits or review of it. So
correct.
If, you know, a call to action, if you're listening right now and you want to get that perfect credit score, because I know a lot of people that have a great credit score, but they want a perfect one. If you want to get up there, it's not just for challenge credit, but it's ones to increase as well. Or if you do have challenge credit and you really want to improve that, that. Call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com so we can get you connected with Joseph. Coming up next on The Money Hour, we're going to continue our conversation about credit repair. Joseph Kidworth with K-Law, Kidworth Group and Associates, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 22nd show. We are here to help you build a strong financial blueprint one week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, our continued conversation with Joseph Kidworth with K-Law, Kidworth Group and Associates, all about credit repair.
So, Joseph, something we haven't talked about, which I really liked about your services, you have a bunch of lawyers on retainer, like, and at the end of the day, you're saying if they're not providing you the adequate documents packets where a lot of companies give up, you guys are like, nope, let's go to court, let's do this.
Right.
Which is probably that, like, nail in the coffin where they're like, oh, just kidding, we don't have everything that we, you know, because they're trying to get their money too, right?
Correct, correct. And just to mention something fascinating that happened many years back, a lady got awarded $18.6 million lawsuit against Equifax.
Yeah, and I think I read about that.
Yeah, in fact, it is on my website.
A lot of money. Yeah.
I had the video out there explaining what really happened. So, so what we technically do, once the bureau's continuously reporting this information without verifying accordingly, then we'll go ahead and get the big guns out.
Yeah.
We get the AK-47s. It's like, bring it on!
And to clarify for somebody that doesn't understand how this process works, majority of people do not, credit repair is not about fixing issues that you, it's not about fixing a late that you did not have as much as you have the late, but the way it's getting reported, the coding and the numbers that are reflected on the credit report and all this stuff that nobody would understand except for somebody like Joseph, that is because it's being issued to you in the wrong way.
Correct.
That's how they're getting removed and deleted. Correct, Joseph?
Correct. So, and that's why when we talk to the consumer, we want them to see the big picture about credit. Mm-hmm. It's just not about fixing a few things that make it look great and needy, right? No. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that every single company out there who is providing this information to the consumer through a report, they have the proper records. Mm-hmm. If they do not have those records, they should not be reporting the account to begin with. It's a huge violation of federal laws.
Yes.
And from that point forward, we can take it to the legal action where we can file class actions, lawsuits against any company, whether it's a credit bureau or a creditor, collection companies, and so forth. That's the big picture. We want to make sure that every company out there is maintaining records on myself, my sister, brothers, mom and dad, grandpa, and so on and so on. If they not, they have to stop.
Which, and that's another benefit, and I'm glad you asked that question, Keelan, because being having attorneys on staff to do this, that letter is, because you, another thing that I learned, which was really interesting when we were talking with you, Joseph, is the credit companies that are a smaller cost and just a monthly fee, the letters that they're sending really aren't onto any type of letterhead or anything, but this is actually coming from an attorney, and
correct.
So that has some clout and
some weight.
When it comes to the losses,
we better
and so
delete
forth.
This yeah. because we don't have what we need to have, and we know that they know what we need to.
Now, and here's one more thing that everybody should pay attention to by hiring companies that do not provide an A to C process.
Mm-hmm.
They have the tendency to send out documents denying the information that shows up on the consumer credit report. That is lying. That's flat lying. For instance, you might have a bankruptcy, and we all know you filed bankruptcy, but what these companies do, they go ahead and send out a letter stating this bankruptcy is not mine. Well, that's bad news for the consumer, because
of course,
if you're planning to file a lawsuit against the bureaus, now you can, because you flat lied to them. So yes. Be careful with those things. And yes. That's the part that people just
Because that came from
attention.
A real story that you had with one of your clients.
Yes. And if you don't mind, I can share in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
We had this client who filed bankruptcy. And under the oath, I mentioned that when you do go under the oath, you're technically saying it is mine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a client that was lying to us. And we worked on this case for over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started doing the depositions, that's when the truth came out. She was lying to us. So, and what can you do? I mean,
so be honest with your attorney.
Exactly. Just be straightforward. You know, because at the end of the day, when I pull your credit, it's going to tell me everything about your life.
Be honest with everybody.
Exactly.
Come on, yes. Just be honest.
Yeah. Do your really. Best and forget the rest, but be honest.
Be honest, especially if you're in court.
Yeah, London's listened to this show. It's good to hear her dad say, be honest.
Well, we've got to try to teach her the ways. Mm-hmm. Everybody, be honest, especially London. Joseph, let's share some successes about items that you've had removed from credit reports.
Well, we have done all kinds of different things, from tax liens from the IRS. Now, let me mention about the IRS. If you do owe money to the IRS, but then mm-hmm. they reporting the negative remark under the public records section,
mm-hmm.
And we removed it from the section, you still owe money to the IRS.
Yeah, and you can call the show to talk to our tax guy, because
exactly.
That's the other expert that we have that can help through that process. But yes, pay the IRS.
Pay the IRS.
Thank you, Joseph.
Or any tax liens. For instance, there's folks, for example, and you guys might see them on credit reports when you get to see Washington State tax lien. For the most part, there could be two type of liens. One of them is unemployment. Somebody, over-collected unemployment, right? So the state of Washington, they're going to come after you as a form of a tax lien on your credit report.
Yeah.
Or your property taxes. Mm. So we can handle those. That's not a problem. Through the legal process and trying to get those removed from your credit report as far as the public record section concern. The same with the IRS and bankruptcy and judgments.
Makes sense. So, Joseph, is there anything that a credit repair expert like yourself cannot remove?
Look, number one, it's not whether or not I cannot remove it. The only company that have the rights to remove information from uh-huh. a credit report are the credit bureaus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We will go ahead and open up an investigation and say, look, here's what we have on our consumer. Go ahead and do your proper investigation. But for the most part, these credit agencies, they just don't do anything. So, but they are the only ones that can delete information from your credit report.
Got it.
Now, by us doing the inquiry and open up an investigation, that's going to give us a little bit more ground to understand whether or not these items should be removed. But when you hear the word, hey, I guarantee we can remove it, run, Forrest. that's a violation of federal laws. No one can guarantee you that.
Yes.
But we do guarantee our money back. In the event it doesn't work out, you get your money back. But quite frankly, our success ratio is about 75 to 80%.
Okay.
Bankruptcies, I think I spoke to you guys a while back ago when mm-hmm. we had this guy who owns a small little bank, mm-hmm. and he had like 15 foreclosures. We took care of those as mm-hmm. well as Chapter 13.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was crazy. His scores went up like 180 points.
Yeah.
That medical bill thing was crazy, too. Can you talk about that a little bit? I can't believe how much you guys got off of that.
On the $146,000 medical Ooh. Stuff. Be careful, guys, because if you can't pay your medicals, and a doctor release your information to a collection company for collection purposes, that itself is a violation of HIPAA law.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
crazy.
HIPAA law protects your yes. identity. So, and that's why we utilize every single law out there.
Yeah.
So that we can help the consumer. That's why you pay a little bit extra, because we're just trying to tailor, you know, this case based on what your credit looked like. This is it's not generic. So, but yeah, medical bills, $146,000, all gone.
Wow.
I hope he took you to dinner or something. I mean, he must love you.
Just a pat on the back. Good job.
Good job.
Yeah. I was like, you got to be kidding me, man.
$146,000.
Buy me a car.
Yeah, no kidding.
Small house.
Right. What if I use you as an authorized user? I can use your credit now as an authorized user.
Oh, my God. So talk about if it's not done through the full process. Let's use a collection for an example mm-hmm. of what happens and why those things can pop back up on the credit report.
Of course. Number one, when you're paying whether it's $99 a month or $89 a month fee, these companies, once again, will dispute information against the credit bureaus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the credit bureaus will notify a collection company or a creditor to let them know, look, we cannot verify this account. We no longer take the reporting.
Yes.
So in this case, what will happen is the collection company will go ahead and remove the item. Well, not the collection company. The credit bureau will remove the negative from your credit report.
Uh-huh.
But then the collection agency will go ahead and resell it to another collection company.
They're sneaky.
That's so scandalous.
And guess what?
Makes sense. They want to get their money.
Yeah.
That's it.
Three months later, guess what? Yeah. You get to see a brand new collection, ABC Collection Company, collecting on what used to be $1,000 turned down into $5,000 because they add more fees to it.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very important to do the process from A to Z. We need to reach out to everybody. Why? Because we're going to put everybody on notice. Look, there's a new sheriff in town. You got to show us paperwork.
I love it.
With a lawyer letterhead, so it's super scary. Uh-huh. They're like, uh-oh, this is serious. So you talked about you get 75-80% of stuff removed. What about like an average increase in credit score? What do you typically see?
Averaging between 90 to 150 points.
That's a lot.
In fact, we hit a record 223 points within 60 days.
Wow.
So that was our next question is, you know, what is the average time frame that it takes? Because normally it's not going to take only 60 days,
Average.
An average.
You'll get to see results as little as 30 days.
Okay, wow.
Right. But for the most part, to have a complete general understanding to whether or not we need to take this to a next level lawsuit and so forth, 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
Because we need to reach out. Remember, we need to reach out to everybody up here, not just the credit bureaus. There's another company out there that collect public records. And I'm sure you guys heard of it. LexisNexis, this company out there, they collect public records and they resell them to the credit bureaus.
Yeah.
And guess what? We have to reach out to them as well.
Yes.
Because they have those records. If we just leave them alone, chances are, we might remove the judgment from your credit report, but then they can resell it again and boom, 6 months later.
It comes right back.
Comes right back. So we want to make sure that everything is done precisely so there's no issues in the long term.
Yeah, love that. What a great service. And if you're listening to our show today, and again, if you want to increase your credit score, if you have credit challenges, and you know, credit is, it affects everything. It affects you getting a job. It affects anything that you're borrowing money from. It has emotional stress attached to it, which affects your life. You know, maybe the parent that you can be to your kids because of that stress that's involved. And so that's really what the show is about today, is really to be a resource and to connect you with an expert that can help release that stress and get that credit score up. So call the show, 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com, and we will get you connected with our credit expert, Joseph. Coming up next on The Money Hour, continued conversation about credit repair. Joseph Kidworth with K-Law Kidworth Group Associates right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, after this short break.
You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert right here at 1150 AM, KKNW, the Saturday, September 22nd show. We bring in each week the best of the best experts in our local market on everything regarding your money. We're here to help you in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, has been here for the entire show, we have Joseph Kidworth with K-Law Kidworth Group and Associates talking about credit repair. And, I have to disclose that my head was itching, but it's because of, I think it's my sunburn on the top of my head.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm having some issues over here.
You poor thing, we're in Key West for like a week. I'm feeling so bad for
you. I think it was the moped driving without on the back of my husband's moped with no helmet.
So rough. Life's
yeah.
So rough.
Anyway, a little behind the scenes.
Bougie problems, but I love it. So, Joseph, I want to address something. So me and Tina, all the time, mortgage business, people come to us and they tell us their credit scores. It happens all the time, from insert free credit report source here, you know, oh, my right. credit score is this, my credit score is that. I just right. bought a car, my credit score is this. And every time it's
And they say it from the particular bureau.
And they do, mm-hmm. yes, yeah. And every time it's wrong when we actually obtain a credit report. Mm-hmm. So can you explain why that is?
Sure. Number one, if a mortgage broker like you guys pull a credit report, there are two types of credit reports, consumer credit report, and obviously that's the consumer where the person gets to request it themselves. And then we have a report for credit, buying, and so forth. Mm-hmm. In this case, is the mortgage part of it. The differences between one another is when you guys pull a credit report on someone, you are asking the credit bureaus for more personal information. Mm-hmm. So the more information you ask in regards to a consumer, the more points will be deducted from the credit report.
Mm, so, I didn't know that.
Interesting. So are there still 53 different algorithms?
Yeah.
Out there? Yeah. And so is it true that when we pull a credit report for a mortgage, mm-hmm. the algorithm that's used for that, which is based on statistics of default on a mortgage, is going to be different than when you go get a car loan, because the statistics of default on a car loan are going to be less in a different dynamic. Is that correct?
Yeah, and then to translate that into a layman terms, it just technically more information requested by the company who is trying to provide a service to a consumer.
Got it.
So, if, for instance, a mortgage, you guys ask for social security number, date of birth, mm-hmm. Last 5 years of addresses, right? Mm-hmm. Even job, last job in the past 2 years. What else? A full name, if there's any aliases or and whatnot. So all this information going into the matrix, and that's exactly what is going to calculate your credit and begin to deduct points. On a car dealership, it's kind of like a soft pulling. They don't need certain things that mortgage brokers do need.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, like in public records, they don't pay attention to public records, but mortgage brokers do, because mm-hmm. you want to find out whether or not the person filed bankruptcy. So
for a car loan, they don't care about public records?
For the most part, not really.
Yeah.
I mean,
interesting.
No, not at all. If it's a bankruptcy, they'll give you a car. I mean, you filed bankruptcy a year and a half ago. Sure, you're approved.
Sure.
What do you want?
Higher interest rate, though, you know.
Well, you'd be quite surprised, because when somebody files bankruptcy and they completely remove their debt from the bankruptcy, the scores go up, because there's no debt.
Yeah, so and let's talk about that for a second, because that was really interesting when I was learning things about credit repair, that the lates really come from not the actual bankruptcy itself, but it comes from all of the delinquents that are getting charged on the revolving debt or whatever was included in the bankruptcy, right?
Right.
And so what you're really targeting is you're targeting all the things around the bankruptcy more than the actual bankruptcy itself.
Correct. Because there are many violations when a credit agency reported in a bankruptcy. They just keep breaking the law in so many different violations. So we look into all those little tiny things just to make the proper adjustments.
Yeah.
And you'd be quite surprised the amount of points that people gain once those things get removed.
I bet.
Yeah.
So I heard through the grapevine that if you have a collection and you pay it off, a lot of people are under this impression that as soon as you pay off a collection, it's off your credit, you're good to go, and it helped your credit, your score is going to go up. What's the truth about that?
False. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
No, collections are getting so tricky these days, and they actually send you a love letter saying, look, Tina Mitchell, we care so much for your credit. And we know that you owe this debt, and we're willing to work with you. Just pay us just this little settlement, and we will make it go away.
Uh-huh.
Trust us. We're looking for your best interest. When in reality, they say, look, if you don't pay it right now, we're going to sue you.
Yes.
But then that's interpretation. Yeah. So a little people just go out there and say, wow, that's awesome. They really care about me. Uh-huh. They don't care about you.
Yeah,
so the problem is, when you go ahead and make that payment, you are validating the account now. 100% you're staying. I'm guilty as charged.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the most part, when these companies do send all these letters to the consumer, is because they don't have any records. So they're just trying to just trick you a little bit. That's why you come to us, we'll do an audit against the collection company, and we will find out whether or not these companies have validation on this debt.
Yeah.
And the damage is already done. As soon as they send you to collections, you're dinged and it's there.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It is already there. So now if you ended up paying this account, then what will happen is it will re-report again as a derogatory account paid in full. And that's another 30, 40, 50, even 100 points off your credit report.
And share the importance, too, because I always tell clients, if it's, for mortgage purposes, purposes, if they have the credit score that they need and they're not going through this process, it can be a longer process. And you really can't be in this process when you're trying to go through a mortgage. You can't have disputes out there and be closing on a mortgage at the same time. So that's really a good call to action. Get this taken care of now. But if I've got a client, the credit score is fine. They really don't, they could use an improvement. If it's not that big of a deal, we don't want to go through the credit repair process because they don't want to wait that time to buy a house. But always instructing them not to pay off their collections. If it does have to be paid off, I'm going to have them pay it off at closing because we're going to get a soft pull. So can you talk about that in where that comes from?
As far as paying at closing?
Versus, because once they pay off that collection, isn't it true that now they've lost the history to that account that was tied to that collection? And being that they've lost that history, what is the ratio on average credit limit represents 15% of the pie chart in the credit score, correct?
Right.
So that could have a huge impact on their credit score if they had a bunch of collections and they just paid them all off. Is that correct?
Yes, a huge impact in the credit report. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why I say pay at closing, because then there's not, there's not going to be a new credit report pulled. There'll be a soft pull then,
right?
And we're done.
Yeah, it's done.
But here's the problem, though.
Okay.
If they do pay at closing some of those collection accounts,
uh-huh,
and then they're planning to do something else with their credit within a couple of months down the road, ouch.
Oh, yeah, that's correct. Thank you for clarifying that, Joseph. Yes, they're screwed then.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be like you just technically just shut yourself down. Yes. You bought a house, which is great, but you're not going to have good credit for the next year or two.
Yes.
You have to start from ground zero again.
Yeah.
That's technically, remember, that's validating these accounts.
Yes.
You are not guilty of charge until you're proven guilty in a court of law.
Like the speeding ticket.
Exactly.
That's why 70 or 80% of speeding, well, I think it was 70% last time I saw statistics.
They get waived. Yeah.
But only if you have an attorney that represents you, because an average consumer like me has no idea what all of those regulations and, things are when they gave me the ticket, because guaranteed I was speeding. Yeah. I just don't want to have to pay the ticket, and I can hire an attorney and 70% chance it's going to get wiped.
And if we can address those collections prior to closing, what we usually do on situations of this regard, we take the collection, we do the audit, and if we see a dispute verbiage on the credit report, we immediately address that with the credit bureaus.
Got it.
30 or 45 days prior to closing, we'll go ahead and make sure that all those little dispute verbiage are gone from the credit report.
Joseph, I'm curious. I had a customer, and I've seen quite a few. I'm sure you have, Tina. The professional students acquire a bunch of debt.
Mm-hmm.
You have multiple accounts. It's easy to do. Does it make sense to consolidate that debt?
Are we talking about student loans?
Let's talk about both.
Both?
Why not? Yeah.
Consolidating is not actually a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's actually a good thing, especially if you're getting a lower rate. Obviously, it's going to save you some money.
Mm-hmm.
But then the less accounts you do have on your credit report, the better it is sometimes. I've seen folks, in fact, this is a true story. I have a client from California, $500,000 worth of student loans on an art degree from Stanford University.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she defaulted on all those payments, and she had like about 50 of those.
Oh, my.
So if you consolidate those into
just
one, 50
goes to one.
Then you would not get that many hits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So her dad called me and said, listen, can you please help my daughter? They're from overseas. Help my daughter. Because she got this degree. It's a worthless degree.
that was pretty good.
And I said, okay, I'll make sure I will help you, sir. Don't worry about that.
So awesome.
Yeah, consolidating always a good thing, because it's going to help you to compile all this information into one single thing you can manage. Even better. And then in the event that something happened, it's going to get one hit, not multiple hits.
Well, what about the other side? Let's talk about somebody that has great credit and they have a bunch of revolving debt and they can consolidate all of that into one card, and then these accounts would get closed out. That would be bad, because they want to make sure that they're not going to close out all of those empty cards, because that can be devastating, which you can't quickly repair that.
Yeah, of course. And I tell people, look, if you have a few credit cards, 7 or 10 of them, and they're like over 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can consolidate all of them into one. And what I tell people is, look for promotions, because these companies, they have zero APR for 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Do balance transfer.
But leave that other one open.
And leave them open.
Yes.
Because if you do close, you're going to damage your credit.
Yeah.
So if it's like two months or three months old credit card,
uh-huh,
even 6 months,
mm-hmm,
go ahead and close them out. That's not going to cause much difference. But if it's over a year or 2 years, try to keep it open.
Yeah. Makes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, what about like incorrect personal information on your credit reports, like inaccurate spellings and all that fun stuff? How does that affect your credit?
Ooh, that's huge.
Really?
Yeah. I had this client a long time ago when I was doing insurance. I had this client, William B. Nutzler, and have another William Nutzler. So when we pull reports on this guy to provide the services to him, I shows in the report that he had a child support over $75,000.
Wow.
Yes. So he told me, I don't have any kids. I said, well, but it showed that you do have a $75,000 judgment against the Department of Social Services from Arizona for a child. I said, no, I don't have any kids. So then he ended up providing me, you know, all this information. And long story short, it happened to be a different William. Identical names, middle initial different. So names could be a main factor, especially for foreigners. Because, you know, you're talking about Chinese, Koreans, Filipinos, Russians, and so forth. All these names, you know, the letters and so forth, they spell a little bit different, and that could be a huge factor. That's why you guys, in some cases, you might not see someone's credit report at all.
Yes.
Right? You might see two credit scores, not three. Well, what's going on here is because the credit bureaus somehow lost their identity somewhere in the system, and we need to locate
it.
What do you do for, like, identity theft? Speaking of, like, I'm sure you see that a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's very straightforward. Identity theft is just, I think it's the number second crime in the United States.
Yeah.
And for the first offense, they charge $250 fine, whoever just used your identity. And then
$250?
$250 fine.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Yeah,
that's,
for the first
offense.
Terrible. The second offense, I think, is like $700. And the third offense,
like
3 days in jail. So.
There's not a three strike out rule, obviously.
Your thing, right?
Wow. That's a lot of damage.
But for identity theft, there's a whole different procedure that we follow. And for the most part, we're very successful with those cases.
Yeah, and so that's a good call to action as well, because the last thing that you want in identity theft a situation, you have to be really overwhelmed and stressed about that and how violating that would be. Get that off your plate and hire an expert that can just take care of that while you can live your life knowing somebody that's getting it, you know, fixed for you. So I love that. Joseph, let's talk about a spouse that's been divorced and had joint accounts, and the accounts are still on credit. And after the divorce, the spouse has been late. You know, that, how do you deal with something like that?
Well, let's start with, if you guys are married, I highly suggest not to have a joint credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave, did you hear that?
Maybe.
Everything we have is joint.
Anyone's married out there. Now I'm becoming like a marriage counselor.
No, he's very responsible, and we've been married for 24 years, so we're going to be married for at least 24 more. But
well, maybe 50.
Maybe 50.
We're 100. You know, these days, you can just put all kinds of different things in, and you just like live forever. So,
no joint.
No, just maybe one, if it's just one, because in the event
But what do you do if you need both spouses' income for... like you're getting a car or something?
Well, that's why that's exactly what I was coming. I was going exactly to this point. The reason why I do not want spouses to have multiple joint accounts is just in the event that somebody takes a financial hardship, it will affect one credit report, not two.
Oh, yes. Makes sense.
So if the husband has to file bankruptcy, it's just the husband, not the wife.
Yeah.
And vice versa. So it is important to maintain that balance when it comes to... spouses and as bankruptcies and so forth. If they file bankruptcy and they're no longer together, so obviously it could probably fall on the husband or the wife, but they would not affect both of them if they did it after the divorce.
Yeah.
Now, you're still responsible for the debt, and the only way to get rid of this debt is to refinance those accounts under your name only.
Which we do a lot of that in our arena. Joseph, that's the show for today, and it's been really great having you here. And I'd love for you just to leave quickly a call to action for anybody that's listening that wants to improve their credit score.
Yes, a call to action. Looking, guys, life is good. Life is fantastic. But if you do not take care of yourself, no one will. So please reach out to us. We really care about you, your finances, which is one of the number one things in the United States. Mm-hmm. You can feel free to reach out to me at kidwordgroup.com or at 866-731-3556.
Wonderful. Joseph, again, thank you so much for coming in. You can also reach Joseph calling the show at 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. And this is your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host, Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert signing off for the day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We look forward to speaking with you next Saturday, same time, same place, right here at 1150 AM, KKNW.